out. I wonder what they've done to Jewel. It's dark. Night. Except for that glow. Flickering like a fire. Yes. Yes, it is a fire. A bonfire on the hill in front of the stable. A great crowd of beasts, too. What's happening now? There's the ape, bowing before the stable, opening the door. Something's coming out. Yellow, hairy, stiff and awkward. I've never seen a lion, let alone the great lion. But that isn't him. That's a cheat. And all that nonsense about Tash and Aslan is also a cheat. If only Aslan, the real Aslan, would come to us, as he came in the days gone by. Aslan, and children from another world. The stories all speak of them. They have always come in when things were at their worst. Oh, if only they could now. Oh, Aslan, if you will not come yourself, at least send the helpers from beyond the world. Children, friends of Narnia, I, Tyrion, King of Narnia, Lord of Caer Paravel, and Emperor of the Lone Islands, I call to you.
Look, everyone.
What is it, Ed?
Come to me. Come to me. Across the world, I call
you. Oh, my
you.
Goodness. Eustace, can you see him?
He's a bit ghost-like, Jill. But yes, I see him.
Come to me.
I don't recognize him, but there's something familiar about him.
Yes, something Narnian, I'd have said.
His clothes. We wore clothes like that. Tunics and cloaks and things when we were in Narnia. Professor, what shall we do?
Should someone say something?
Yes, yes, but Peter's the one who should address him.
Go on, Peter.
Speak, if you're not a phantom or a dream. You have a Narnian look about you. And we are the seven friends of Narnia.
Nothing.
Not a word.
I'm sure he wants to speak to us.
Yes, you can see it in his eyes.
It's as if something was stopping him.
Maybe it's like when you try and cry out in a dream, but you can't find your voice.
Try again, Peter.
Shadow, or spirit, or whatever you are. If you're from Narnia, I charge you in the name of Aslan, speak to me. I am Peter, the High King.
Look. It's fading.
Just like he was melting away.
Vanishing into thin air.
Gone.
We don't know what he wanted to tell us.
I'm pretty sure we all know one thing. Something is definitely wrong in Narnia. And Eustace and Jill are the only ones among us who may still be able to go there.
In principle, maybe, but the question remains, how? I mean, we all know you can't go to Narnia simply by wanting to.
The professor's right. Whenever any of us got there, it certainly wasn't because of anything we did.
If anything, it was more as if we were pulled there.
Except for that first time. Hmm? When the professor and I went all those years ago, we got there by using magic rings.
Where did they come from?
Yes, it's my uncle made them, and we wore them, and they took us there and brought us back. Well, maybe if we still had them.
You haven't got them anymore.
No, but I know where they are. Or where they were 50 years ago.
Where, Professor?
In the garden of my uncle's house in London. I buried them there when we got back, along with the cord of the fruit which I brought back from Narnia.
And that grew into the tree from which the wardrobe was
made. It's the very same. I used the wood when the tree was blown down in a storm. So the only marker of the exact place where the rings were buried is long gone.
Oh, I'm sure you could still remember the place.
But the house isn't mine anymore. It's probably been sold several times since all that happened.
And even if the rings were still there, how would we get them?
Ed and I could go and try.
What? You mean ring the doorbell and say, "Excuse me, but we need to dig up your garden because we're looking for some magic rings."
No, but we could try and do it early in the morning, without being seen. And if anyone wanted to know what we were doing, we could pretend to be workmen inspecting something. I don't know, the drains maybe.
It all sounds a bit risky.
But it may be the only chance we've got of helping Narnia.
I agree with Peter. If Eustace and Jill are willing to take a chance on what they might find in Narnia, then the least we can do is to try to help them get there.
Ah, very well. I'll draw you a plan of the garden to the best of my memory. And if you find the rings, then we must all meet together and see if we can't make the magic work. Though I can't help wondering, if it does, what Jill and Eustace will find there.
Shift, mouthpiece of Aslan, will ask Aslan what message he has for you. Get on with it, ape, and be quick about it. It's late and I want my bed.
I do wish, Arishka Tarkal, that you would stop calling me ape.
They may believe that you're a man of some sort, just as they seem to believe that the donkey in a lion skin you bring out of the stable every night to parade before them is their beloved Aslan. But you and I know exactly what you are. You are a clever, cunning, scheming ape. Now do what you have to do.
Yes, I will. Thank you very much.
Aslan! What words do you have for these creatures gathered here at Stable Hill? These talking beasts that love and serve you?
Do you have to keep doing this, Shift?
What? I'm sure it can't be right.
Oh, be quiet, Puzzle. You're just a donkey. What do you know about anything?
I know I'm very uncomfortable inside this old skin. It's so hot and itchy and it's making me...
You've got plenty of hay and sugar, haven't you?
Yes, Shift, but I...
Well, if you don't want to do without them in future, shut up. Now, pretend that you're speaking to me, yes? Mm-hmm. Shake your head. Yes. Now, nod it several times. Good, good. Now, turn around and go back into the stable and watch what you're doing. Don't bump into the door. It won't, look good. Close the stable door, Rishka Tarkal. Now, listen well, talking beasts of Narnia. Aslan says he's been far too soft with you. And, what's more, he's not going to be soft anymore. He'll teach you to think he's a tame lion.
Lord Shift!
Yes, what is it, horse?
Is it true when we finish carting all the timber that's been cut down in Lantern Waste, we shall be free again?
Well, you can get that idea out of your head at once. And not only the horses either. Everybody who can work is going to do so in the future. Aslan has it all settled with the King of Kalorman, the Tizrok, as they call him. Is that not so, Rishka Tarkal?
Indeed, mouthpiece of Aslan. Horses, bulls and donkeys will be set to work pulling and carrying. And all you digging animals, moles, rabbits and dwarfs, are going down to work in the mines of the Tizrok. May he live forever.
No! Aslan would never sell us into slavery to the King of Kalorman!
Who said anything about slavery, Badger? You won't be slaves! You'll be paid at very good wages, too. That is to say, your pay will be paid into Aslan's treasury, and he will use it all for everybody's good. We'll be able, with the money you earn, to make Narnia a country worth living in. There'll be oranges and bananas pouring in, and roads and big cities and muzzles and... Oh, saddles and cages and kennels.
But we don't want all those things.
Hold your noise, bear.
What did Peter and Edmund say about the rings?
No, not much. The telegram just says, rings located, stop. Meet at junction, 10:15 train for handover. Stop.
It's exciting to think we might be about to return to Narnia.
Supposing the magic still works after all these years.
Oh, I don't think magic wears off or goes stale.
I hope not, Professor.
I wish we could come with you. I should love to see Narnia again. Although, I suppose it would seem very different today to the way it was when we were there. The very day on which Aslan called the whole place to life.
Oh, I wish we could have seen it on that day. But even more, I wish I could go there now with Jill and Eustace.
If we get there, Lou.
Well, it shouldn't be long now before we arrive at the station.
Any moment, I think. I'll take a look out the window.
Can you see them?
Yes. Pete and Ed are on the platform. They've seen me. They're waving. Hello!
Gosh, that didn't half take my breath away. I thought... Oh.
We're here, Eustace.
Back in Narnia.
I think so.
Then we made it. Jill, look. Tied to that tree. It's him.
You're right. Come on, let's go and get him untied. I'm sorry we've been so long. We came the moment we could.
How do you mean, been so long?
It was you, wasn't it, who appeared to us that night?
When we were all together, the friends of Narnia, nearly a week ago.
A week, fair maid? No, my dream led me into your world scarce 10 minutes since.
It's the usual muddle about time. There, that's the last knot.
Oh, it's good to be free of those ropes. Yes, I remember now. It comes into all the old tales. The time in your strange land is different from ours. But if we speak of time, it is time to be gone from here. My enemies are close at hand. Will you come with me?
Of course. It's you we've come to help.
Except we don't know who you are.
Why, my name is Tyrion, but nor do I know who you two are.
Jill Pole.
Eustace Scrub.
Well, Eustace and Jill, I should like to know your whole story.
And we'd like to know why you were tied up. And what it's all about.
We must talk as we go.
Go where?
A tower I know of, not far from here, built in my grandfather's time.
Will we be able to get in?
By Aslan's goodwill, I was not robbed of my keys. We will find weapons and armor there, and possibly a little food. We can lie safe, tell our tales, and make our plans.
The magic rings.
Never even saw them. Aslan did it all for us in his own way.
Well, I'm grateful to Aslan for bringing you here. This is the tower. I feel it is a poor welcome to Narnia. It is hardly a palace.
There's a strong door, and it seems pretty safe and secure.
And at least there are beds and blankets.
You're both very polite. It is also dark and cold.
If we gather some firewood, I'm sure we could soon get a good fire going in no time.
Before any of us leave this tower again, we must be armed.
Well, you've certainly plenty of armour stored here.
And several different kinds. Ah, here we are. There.
That's funny-looking chainmail, sire.
Not made by Narnian dwarfs, this.
Where's it from?
Calorman. I've always kept a few suits of it in case I or my friends ever needed to walk in the Tizrock's land without being recognised.
Now the Tizrock's men walk in Narnia.
Yes. I never thought I'd have to use the disguise in my own land.
A mail shirt like that would be too large for us.
There are others, made for the servants of some great Tarkhan. They should fit you well enough. And there are these round Calorman shields and curved swords. Can you manage one of these, lad?
Well, I've only ever handled a straight sword.
I'll give you some practice. But one of these will not do for Jill. Do you have any skills with the bow?
Nothing worth talking of.
Don't you believe her, sire? We've both been practicing archery ever since we got back from Narnia last time. And she's easily as good as me. Not that either of us is much good.
Well, perhaps it will not come to using swords and bows.
What are our plans?
The first thing I must do, and if you will brave the adventure, I will be glad, is to go back to Stable Hill and try to rescue my friend, Jewel the Unicorn.
And then?
Then, if we succeed, we must try to get away eastward in the hope of meeting the little army which Runewith the Centaur should be leading from my castle at Caer Paravel.
When do we start?
As soon as it is dark. First, we need to sort out and try on the armor, have a little sword and archery practice, and then sleep. Who knows when we will find a bed again.
Tonight's audience with Aslan is at an end.
What about the king?
What?
King Tyrion!
Don't worry about him, Badger. He will trouble Narnia no more.
Well, what have you done with him?
Never you mind, Badger.
Well, he's gone from that tree where you had him tied.
He's what? What did you say, Hoth?
Yes, it's all right. We know.
We do?
Yes, and we know how it happened. The cat saw it all. He will tell you. Ginger?
Well, I was walking past the tree, and the prisoner was howling and swearing. Language I wouldn't like to repeat, cursing Aslan. when Aslan suddenly appeared in a flash of lightning and swallowed him up in one mouthful.
Yes, exactly. So let that be a warning to you all.
We will.
Right, now go on to your holes and burrows and nests. Tomorrow is another work day.
Oh, excellent and noble Tarkhan. Did I do well?
Yes, Cat. Your tongue is as silky as your coat.
At the meeting, great Tarkhan, you said that Aslan meant no more than Dash.
Doubtless, most sagacious of cats, you have perceived my meaning.
You mean that there's no such person as either.
All who are enlightened know that.
Then we can understand one another. Tell me, do you, like me, grow weary of the ape?
A stupid, greedy brute. But we must use him for the present. You and I must provide for all things in secret and make the ape do our will.
We must be quite near Stable Hill by now.
Yes, I guess it'd be a short way due north from here.
And then we follow that star, the bright one there. That's the North Star, Spearhead.
By the lion's mane, it's good fortune that we have a starry knight, Eustace, and a companion who knows the Narnian stars so well.
Thank you, sire. But what do we do if we meet anyone?
If we are challenged, you two must remain silent, and I will do my best to talk like a cursed, cruel, proud lord of Calorman. If I draw my sword, then Eustace, you must do likewise, and let Jill leap behind us and stand with an arrow on the string. But if I cry home, then fly for the tower, both of you.
You mean run away rather than fight?
Not even one stroke once I have ordered a retreat. Such false valor has spoiled many notable plans in the wars. Now, friends, in the name of Aslan, let us go forward.
There! That black shadowy thing. It's the stable.
Get down. There's a guard. Lie still, and they'll see us.
Well done. I'll go on alone now.
But, sire...
Shh, Eustace.
Wait here till I come again. If things go wrong, fly.
Good luck.
Be careful.
Who goes there?
A friend. Are you not also a warrior of the Tisrocks? May he live forever?
Aye.
It cheers my heart to meet a fellow Calorman amongst these beasts and devils of Narnia. Give me a hand.
Gladly.
One noise and you are dead. This is my dagger you feel at your throat.
Please, don't kill me. What do you want?
Tell me where the unicorn is and you shall live.
The stable. Oh, my master.
Good. Now lead me to him and make no false moves, for this knife is staying at your neck. Jewel. Hush, Jewel, do not neigh.
Sire?
Yes, it is I. How have they tied you?
By all four legs, and tied with a bridle to a ring in the stable wall.
Sentry.
Master.
Stand here with your back to the wall. Oh. So, now, Jewel, set the point of your horn against this Calorman's breast.
And willingly, sire.
If he moves, pierce him to the heart. I will cut you free.
Oh, please don't hurt me. I'll tell no one what happened.
Indeed you will not, for the ropes which held my friend will soon be holding you. There. Now I'm afraid I'm going to gag you and tie you up.
Just don't kill me. It's...
I fear I do you a much worse discourtesy, soldier, but such is my need. If we meet again, I may happen to do thee a better turn. Just a few more moments, Jewel, and we shall be gone from here.
Is that you, Your Majesty?
Yes, Eustace. A good night's work. Now for home. I want you to meet my good friend, Jewel. These are the children whom Aslan has sent to help us. Eustace?
Hello.
I am pleased to meet you and proud to be living in an age, however dark with evil deeds, in which you have come to us.
And this is Jill. Jill? Pole? Where are you?
Where is she? Did she go while I was away?
I didn't see or hear her go. But she could have gone without me knowing.
Sire, listen. Someone is coming. And something on hooves.
Hello? Are you all there?
Jill, where the devil have you been?
In the stable.
Oh, you think it's funny, do you? Well, all I can say is...
Have you got Jewel, sire?
Yes.
I'm here.
What is that beast with you?
It's him.
Him?
The false Aslan.
What have you done?
Well, sire, as soon as I saw that you'd got the sentry out of the way, I thought I'd have a look inside the stable and see what really was there. So I crawled along. It was as easy as anything to draw the bolt. Inside, it was pitch black and smelled like any other stable. Then I struck a light, and would you believe it? There was nothing at all there but this old donkey with a bundle of lion skin tied to his back.
Well done, Jill.
So I drew my knife and told him he'd have to come along with me. But I didn't need to threaten him.
That's right. I said to the young lady that I was fed up with the stable and was quite happy to go with her.
His name's Puzzle.
It was a brilliant thing to do, Jill. It really was. If she was a boy, sire, she'd have to be knighted, wouldn't she?
If she was a boy, she'd be whipped for disobeying orders.
What are you doing, sire?
Drawing my sword to cut off the head of the accursed ass. Now stand clear, girl.
Oh, don't! Please don't. Really, you mustn't. It wasn't his fault. It was all the ape. Puzzle didn't know any better. He's very sorry, and he's a nice donkey. And besides, I've got my arms around his neck.
Mm. Very well. Let the ass live. What have you to say for yourself, ass?
Me, sire? I'm sure I'm very sorry if I've done wrong. The ape said Aslan wanted me to dress up like that. And I thought he'd know. I'm not clever like him. I only did what I was told. It wasn't any fun for me living in that stable. I don't even know what's been going on outside. He never let me out except for a minute or two at night. Some days he forgot to give me any water, too.
Sire! Dwarves.
And treacherous dwarves. Enemies as like as not.
Sire, those dwarves are close by. Do we want to meet them?
Meet them? By the lion, certainly we will meet them. We will meet anyone now. We have this ass to show them. Let them see the thing they have feared and bowed to. We can show them the truth of the ape's vile plot. His secret's out. The tide has turned. Tomorrow we shall hang that ape on the highest tree in Narnia. No more whispering and skulking in disguises. Where are these honest dwarves?
Here they come.
Two armed Calormen guards.
Stay, stay, soldiers. Where do you lead these Narnian dwarves? And by whose orders?
Oh, my master, we lead these mannequins to Calormen to work in the mines of the Tisrock. May he live forever.
By the great god Tash, they are very obedient. Tell me, sons of Earth, has the Tisrock fought a great battle and conquered your land?
Tisrock, indeed. I'd like to see him try it.
Then why do you go patiently to die in the salt pits of Pugrahan?
Aslan has sold us.
Look, it has all been a lie. Aslan has not come to Narnia at all. You have been cheated by the ape. This is the thing he brought out of the stable to show. You see? It's nothing but a donkey.
It wasn't my fault. I'm not clever. I never said I was.
Are you mad, my master? What are you doing to the slaves?
And anyway, who are you? Give the password.
This is my password. The light is dawning, the lie broken. I am Tyrion of Narnia. Eustace?
I'm at your side.
For Aslan and Narnia.
How dare you draw a sword against our king?
Well struck, Eustace. Now, dwarves, you are free. Tomorrow I will lead you to free all Narnia. Three cheers for Aslan!
Hip, hip!
You be quiet, Poggin.
What's up? Don't they understand?
Don't you hear what the king says? It's all over. The ape isn't going to rule Narnia any longer.
Everyone can go back to ordinary life. Aren't you glad?
And who might you be, Missy?
I'm Jill, the same Jill who rescued King Rillian from the enchantment. And this is Eustace who did it too.
We've come back. From another world after hundreds of years. Aslan sent us.
Aye, well, I'm Griffle. And I don't know how these other chaps feel, but as far as I'm concerned, I've heard as much about Aslan as I want to for the rest of my life.
That's right, Griffle, you said it.
You said it.
It's all a blooming plant.
What do you mean, Griffle?
Well, you must think we're soft in the head. We've no more use for stories about Aslan. Well, just look at him. An old donkey with long ears.
By heaven, you make me mad. Which of us said that was Aslan?
That is the ape's imitation of Aslan.
And you've got a better imitation, I suppose. No thanks. We've been fooled once, and we're not going to be fooled again.
But we serve the real Aslan.
Oh, yes, Unicorn. Well, where is he?
Who am I that I could make Aslan appear at my bidding? He's not a tame lion.
Oh, he's not a tame.
That's what the other lot kept on telling us.
Do you mean you don't believe in the real Aslan?
Listen, we want no more Aslan, no more kings, no more silly stories about other worlds. The dwarfs are for the dwarfs. Yeah. Now, come on, chaps.
Come. Jewel, Eustace, Jill, and bring the donkey. We must do as we planned. We must go back to Stable Hill.
Ungrateful little wretches. At least they might have said thank you for being saved from the salt mines.
Somebody's coming after us, I think.
Who goes there?
Only me, sire. Me, Poggin the dwarf. I've only just managed to get away from t'others. I'm on your side, sire, and on Aslan's, if you'll have me.
Of course we'll have you, Poggin, and gladly.
Well done, Poggin.
Oh, thank you, miss.
What made you come back, son of that?
Oh, to tell the truth, Unicorn, I wanted to stay with you back then, but I knew Griffle wouldn't let me.
Don't you agree with Griffle and the others?
No, but then I heard something of all the plotting and scheming that's been going on up at that stable between the ape, the Kalorman captain, Rista Tarkhan, he's called, and that cat, Ginger. Except that the ape's drunk most of the time, and it's mostly the Kalorman and the cat that are running
yes,
things.
Yes, we will talk more when we have rested. Now we will return to the tower to fetch what supplies we can, change out of this Kalorman armor, and get a shirt of mail and small sword for this worthy dwarf.
Strange how everything seems better when it's daylight.
Even if it's a dull day like this.
Something's happening. It's clouding over.
It's so cold.
Cold enough by the lion. What is that foul smell?
Ugh. It's like something dead. Is there a dead bird somewhere about?
Look. Look at it over there, among the trees. Look, look.
It's smoke. Grey smoke drifting through the trees.
No, it's not smoke. Though you can see things through it.
You're right. And it's not really drifting either, or billowing, as it would do if it was smoke. It's more as if it were gliding, heading somewhere.
I see it now. I can see its shape.
So can I, sire. It's a little like a man,
but with the head of a bird.
A bird of prey. Some bird with a cruel, curved beak. A vulture!
We're going north, into the heart of Narnia.
The grass beneath its feet. It's withering away, burnt up.
Look at its fingers. Curved, like its feet.
Stretching out, clawing the air.
As if it wanted to snatch all Narnia in its grip.
It's gone.
What was it?
I have seen it once before. But that time, it was carved in stone and overlaid with gold and had solid diamonds for eyes.
Where?
When I was a young lad and had gone as a guest to the Tizrok's court at Tashban, he took me into the great temple of Tash. There I saw it. Carved above the altar.
It seems then that there is a real Tash after all.
Yes. And that fool of an ape who didn't believe in Tash will get more than he bargained for. People shouldn't call for demons unless they really mean what they say.
Well, who knows if Tash will be visible to the ape?
I see now that I really have been a very bad donkey. I ought never have listened to Shift. I never thought things like this would begin to happen. The trouble is, I'm not clever.
Well, if you'd spent less time saying you weren't clever and more time trying to be as clever as you
could... Oh, leave poor old Puzzle
My
alone.
My friends, we must not fight among ourselves. We must go on. First to Stable Hill and then, hopefully, to join forces with Runewit and my army.
Oh, this is nice, Jules. Just walking along like this, listening to your stories about Narnia.
They are history, not stories.
Yes. I just wish there could be more of this sort of adventure. It's a pity there's always so much happening in Narnia.
Keep up, you two.
See what I mean? The trouble is, we never seem to come to Narnia from our world when things are quiet and peaceful.
And yet we have had many happy years, thousands of them, when the only things people would remember would be dances and feasts and tournaments.
Oh, I do hope we can soon settle the ape and get back to those good ordinary times. And then I hope they'll go on forever and ever and ever. Our world is going to have an end someday. Perhaps this one won't. Oh, Jewel, wouldn't it be lovely if Narnia just went on and on?
No, my child. All worlds draw to an end. Except Aslan's own country.
Well, at least I hope the end of this one is millions and millions and millions of years away. What are we stopping for?
Up there. High above us.
A bird?
From its flight, I would swear that it is a talking bird.
I think so, too. But is it a friend or a spy of the apes?
To me, sire, it has the look of Farsight, the eagle.
Ought we to hide under the trees?
No. Best stand still as rocks. He would see us for certain if we moved.
Look, the wheels. He has seen us already. He is coming round in wide circles.
Arrow on string, Jill. But by no means shoot till I tell you. He may be a friend.
It is a friend! It is Farsight!
Hail, Farsight! I am right glad of your coming.
I fear when you have heard my news, you will not be glad, but sorry of my coming.
Tell on.
Two sights have I seen. One was the castle at Caer Paravel, filled with dead Narnians and living Calormans. The Tisrock's banner flying from your royal battlements, and your subjects running for their lives this way and that into the woods. Caer Paravel was taken from the sea. 20 great ships of Calormen put in there in the dark of the night before last night.
No.
The other sight, 5 leagues nearer than Caer Paravel, was Runewich the Centaur, lying dead, with a Calormen arrow in his side. I was with him in his last hour, and he gave me this message for your majesty. Remember, he said, that all worlds draw to an end, and that noble death is a treasure which no one is too poor to buy.
So, Narnia is no more.